episode 515, December 28th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Final Robin Joe show of 2020. What a year, Joe Robinson.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Some cool stuff has happened this year.
Yeah.
People always say, oh, man, 2020. But for the most part, it has been horrible. I mean, it's been way lopsided in the pro-con. Even worse for you.
Yeah, because my mom the other day, she's always trying to be positive. She was, I was listening to this radio program, and people were calling in, and you know, things that they learned to do this year. And some lady was like, I learned to poach eggs. I'm like, well, the people could have learned these things any other year.
Isn't a poached egg just an egg that isn't cooked very long?
I guess
I mean,
so.
It's
but
not
like,
hard to figure
you
out.
You could have learned all this stuff without having to go through this year. But hey, it's the final show. Let's make it a great one, Joe.
Oh, that reminds me, for Patreons, I have some news that I have to tell on Patreon about what 98 Rock did to me this year.
They did some? Oh, I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, so I'll tell you that story on Patreon. If you're a Patreon, actually, we have some good, actually, there's new content on Patreon that isn't about the episode.
That I don't even know about.
Yeah, so I was on 98 Rock all last week other than Christmas.
In the morning, right?
Right. I was on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I actually thought I had a good week.
And it sounded like it from the Twitter responses.
Yeah, I had a really good week, and I had a lot of content. Like we talked about Gramps a lot. We talked about him eating the jalapeno mayonnaise and peanut butter sandwich on white bread, untoasted white bread.
Strong.
That's what he eats. And then we told the story, which we talked about last week, about
the dicing the jalapeno.
Right, my cousin.
Yeah.
Gave him four jars of diced of whole jalapenos, yeah. And he's like, well, no, I like diced jalapenos.
They're not even whole, they're sliced.
Yeah, they're sliced,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I actually took a frozen jar of jalapenos, put them in my car in a towel.
Yeah.
So if they melted, it wouldn't be water everywhere.
No big.
When I got back, after my dad went to bed, I got out the jalapenos, and I diced a bunch of them, and I put them in the jar. He ate them the other day. I didn't notice. Exact same thing. So,
but you're saying if you go to our Patreon, there's some new Gramps content on there.
Yeah, Gramps. What happened was I called Gramps. We've been talking about Gramps all week.
Yeah.
Some of the things that have been going on and so forth. And then we called him in, and I think it was the second to last segment of the whole. So it was the 9 o'clock hour on the last day I was on.
Was that the first time Gramps was on 98 Rock?
I'm pretty sure. People loved him, too.
So you've had, Katie's been on, right?
Jeez, I don't know.
He's called in, I would think.
I probably,
Frank's been on, right?
Frank's been on for sure.
So between...
Hello?
So you've basically gotten Frank, Gramps, and Chris Restivo on 98 Rock.
That's correct. Now, I don't think I'm responsible for Chris Restivo, but maybe.
We'll
I don't,
put that on Justin Schlegel.
I don't know.
One of our many regrets.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to poke any fun at my dad. I love my dad. One thing that is bothering me.
Well, hold on. Did he do well? Was it a good
appearance? He killed it.
Okay.
He does one thing that gets on my nerves. He's like, well, you know, if you'll sit down and talk to me. He acts like I won't talk to him, right? So, you know, this time of year, I'm just buried, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know Max in chat, right? He's hearing this live.
Oh, God. He's probably
good.
So I'm like,
happy holidays.
So,
Max.
Like, if I'm during my work day, sometimes I don't sit out there, right? Here's the other thing. It's not like my dad will put on something that's interesting for the other viewer.
It's all about him.
He's like, do you want to watch NCIS or Family Feud or Big Bang Theory? But so, you know, I sit out there, but he
what's your ranking of those?
Oh, let me think. Big Bang Theory 1.
All right.
No. Sorry. Family Feud 1, Big Bang Theory 2, NCIS 3.
All right.
But of course, you know, I'm buried.
Yeah.
I got work. I have the Ravens. I have to write the Ravens. It's Christmas time.
You don't have time for Mark Harmon.
I'm buried, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and then, you know, we go to dinner. We're at dinner for 3 hours. We come back. I wake up in the morning. And he's like, well, you know, and then I sat down the other day at the, on the fireplace. He goes, this is the first time you sat down to talk to me. I was like, no, it is not. It's not the first time I've talked to you.
This sounds like something you should be hearing from your wife. Sounds like a girlfriend-wife issue.
But, you know, look, it's like, yes, we live in a house together, and I'm a busy guy, and every single opportunity I have, I sit down there. But, you know, it's like, God, what's up with the guilt trip? You know what I mean?
Is Max shitting on you, Robbie, or
yes,
Joe?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, what's he saying?
Well, he corrected you. He said that you lied about Agronsky & Company being on Saturday morning. He said it was on Saturday night.
Hey, Robbie.
But I'm pretty sure that it was in our market. It was on in the morning.
Yes, come on. I'm not wrong about Agronsky
&
Company.
He's from here?
No, I'm telling you right now that Agronsky & Company came on in the middle of the day.
I thought it was Sunday morning, or is that McLaughlin Group I'm thinking of?
No, Agronsky & Company preceded the McLaughlin Group.
Well, that was Sunday morning, I thought.
But what I mean
maybe
is,
it was Saturday.
What I mean is Agronsky & Company was in the 70s.
You got not preceded. On the TV guy.
Right, meaning it was on before the McLaughlin.
Gotcha,
McLaughlin hadn't even been thought of.
We hadn't even considered McLaughlin.
But anyway, the point is that my dad is killing it in every way,
yes.
Right? Other than I need him to start figuring out some things he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's what we talked about. So if you listen, I'm like, hey, you got to find something to do. There's karaoke Wednesday night at Hellas.
I thought that was illegal in this world, singing. In public.
Who knows? But I'm like, all right, we'll get you to that.
I hope we don't get Hellas in trouble.
Will he sing?
Oh. Yes, he'll sing. That's a thing he loves to sing, right?
Okay. So, will he sing Islands in the Stream? Because that's an update from last week. He has heard of that song.
He did. He even
You're not allowed to duet. That's one of the restrictions.
Oh, is that it?
Damn it.
I'm just kidding.
Well, then he could do Staying Alive, but he's never heard of Staying Alive. That's continuing Bee Gees conversation.
So hold on. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Okay? Because I believe Robbie was here when, here's what happened. So Robbie doesn't know this, but Robbie, do you remember when you were asking him about Staying Alive and Dad started singing it? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's something you don't know. Rob goes, have you ever heard this song? And he starts playing Staying Alive, and he plays about 30 seconds of it.
And it's a pretty identifiable song, as we all know.
Yeah. You can't tell by the way I use it. Okay, this will be on a, Robbie will put that as part of a CD. But anyway, all that's playing. He's like, I never heard of it. So we didn't get to the chorus, which of course he did know when you sang it to him. So, but he doesn't identify that song as the music comes on.
Gotcha. He wouldn't be good at name that tune. He also, no, that was not it. What's the other Gramps? Oh yeah. You had a story that you thought that he wouldn't remember about playing badminton.
Yeah, I didn't think that he'd remember it or that we had a badminton court.
You said that you used to play badminton, that you got good at.
Yes, that's
and
right.
That Gramps would play you, and he would talk smack.
Yes. No. So let me say this.
He used to say, I'm the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he would. He would do Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
And here's the thing. The badminton net was new, and he was dominated because he was an adult, and we were small children, right? And Robbie might remember this, he might not, but I got so fucking good at badminton. I'm telling you, I was as good as the fucking Filipinos that play or whatever. Do you remember how good I was at badminton eventually, Robbie?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that we both improved significantly because we had it for a long time.
But I got so good at it. Like, nobody could beat me.
Yeah.
My friends would come over, I'd dominate
them. Destroy
them. Oh, I'd get so good. And so, of course, my father eventually got to the point where he couldn't beat me anymore, and he played me one time. And I beat him, and he never played me again.
And you told me that, and then you said, I bet Gramps doesn't remember.
Yes.
And you went up to him, And he started telling this story. He goes, yeah, I used to talk trash. You beat me once, and I never played you again.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. I'm surprised he remembered. I'm wondering if he heard me say that before on this show.
We definitely mentioned it on the show before. But did you tell people where they can hear the Gramps on 98 Rock?
On Patreon. I didn't say that.
I thought we said it like six times.
Yeah, if you go to our if you're a Patreon, you can hear. And it's like an eight-minute segment, right? And Gramps kills it. And he makes himself very endearing. Do you agree, Robbie?
Yes, it was a great segment.
And he also agreed to go to the senior center.
Okay, good.
Well, that's the big thing with Gramps is, like, it's tough because Gramps is bored.
Yeah.
Okay?
He said to me the other day, Joe wants me to go to the old folks home. I said, not the old folks
home. Yeah, that's right.
The senior center.
God, it makes me nuts. First of all, there's going to be at least half of those people that are more on the ball than my dad.
Yeah.
And the other half are not.
They don't live there. They just go there.
No, they go there to have fun, right.
Now,
my dad thinks that Walker Hayes wants to hang out with him. That's not the real reality.
We know that he's going to hit on the help at the senior center. But will he hit on any actual seniors?
No. He won't hit on seniors. Well, he might to be. This is the thing that my dad doesn't understand. It isn't adorable and it is endearing when you walk up to somebody and go, are you the prettiest girl in the world or something like that? They like that. That's true. Unless you say it to the same person 50 times. You see what I'm saying? Then it's like we know it's not the same.
Right. Yeah.
So, and of course, we went to El Salto's the other day. I'm just going to beat up my dad. I love him. But
Sorry, Mac.
He walked right up to a table and goes, are you the prettiest girl? I go, Dad, not in a global pandemic. You can't just walk up to a table and start talking to people. They're not going to like it.
How'd it get COVID? From an old man hitting on me.
It was hard for him to wrap his head around that because, like, my sisters didn't come to Christmas.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're very sensitive to this, which I want to respect. And when they came to drop off stuff, my dad was walking out without his mask on. I'm like, well, what's the point? You have to have your mask on. That's the reason that this is all going on. But anyway, whatever. But listen, I'm enjoying it here. You know, it's fun.
Sounds like it.
Well, no. I mean, listen, I'm living my regular life. You know, like yesterday, you know, and that's the other thing I got to try to explain to my dad. Like yesterday, I wake up at 9 a.m. I work till 12:30. I'm still also working. I have to watch the Ravens game, but I also want to watch it.
Of course.
But I don't want to watch it in my room, right? And I also don't want to watch it on a 32-inch television, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we go out, and I feel bad, but I don't, you know, and I invite my dad, but he doesn't want to be there for 3 hours.
My dad
came over to my house to watch a Ravens game with Robbie. He can't do something for 3 hours.
No, there's no Steve Harvey in a Ravens game.
No, he wanted to get, and I get that. I'm like, okay.
There's no Sheldon.
This isn't for him, but then I have to leave him alone. But what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. I posted a attractive Tawanda Christmas photo on Facebook, and Ryan Dask was like, here incoming Gramps comment, and there he came just a few minutes later with my best Christmas present, implying that Tawanda was somehow a present to him. So he still got it, Joe.
Miggity Mac posted, Gramps, I just sent Robbie proof that Agronsky and Company was at 7 p.m., not 7 a.m. Okay, so let me just say this. I don't remember what time Agronsky and Company came on.
Right.
I do know when it came on, I either had to sit down and watch a political show as a fourth grader, or I had to go find something else to do. Now, just because Agronsky and Company might not have been what interrupted the Saturday morning cartoons, a show did.
Yes.
Be it Meet the Press, be it whatever. Yes. I do remember Sunday morning. Do you remember the show Sunday morning?
CBS Sunday morning?
Yes.
It's still on the air.
So when I was a kid, now as an adult, I've learned to appreciate it. But when I was a kid, that was the most boring fucking show on television. Robbie, are you with me on Sunday morning when we were kids?
Yeah, I kind of like that music at the beginning.
Oh, my God. That,
I like Tim Russert, Meet the Press.
I don't like any of that stuff. I'm not interested in any of those things.
I watched wrestling Saturday morning. That was my big thing. It was a 10 or 11 a.m. WWE or F at the time.
You know, I never really had a wrestling phase. Robbie did for a short period of time. And here's the thing about wrestling, in all honesty, it has merit.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys, they're incredible entertainers. The idea of being able to
do that,
people don't realize how hard it is to get out there and be a personality like Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Or just to develop those characters.
Right, that's hard to do. Yeah. You know, it's very hard to do, and those guys are excellent at it. So, you know, that's why they're giant movie stars.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Bautista.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you have a nice Christmas other than Gramps walking around maskless scaring your family?
Yeah. So Christmas was great. I felt bad because here's what happened. The sisters didn't come. Okay. Yeah.
Did they do the same for Thanksgiving? I forget.
Robin came to Thanksgiving, and then she's like, enough of these super spreader events. Because the truth is,
right,
if both of them come, it's we're out of protocol.
Gotcha.
So now we had six people. My sister Robin and her family could have come. That would have been nine. But I guess she didn't want to come and not have my other sister come, right, or whatever, right? So that was essentially it. But what happened was we went up and we exchanged gifts. Now, my sons, everybody gets the kids' gifts, right? Mm-hmm. Then my dad, we got a gift because, you know, we're staying in his house. You know what I mean? So we got him a gift. Robbie, did you get Dad a gift?
No, I just got him that candy for his birthday.
Either way, that's okay. So my dad had gifts, right? Yeah. The person that got his name, me and Katie got him gifts, right? Then I gave Katie her gifts, and she gave me my gifts. Well, I got Katie like nine gifts.
You went crazy, huh?
And Katie got me like nine gifts. So everybody's opened a bunch of gifts. Robbie only had one gift. It was the gift that whoever drew his name. So I did feel kind of bad, Robbie, over there opening one gift.
I didn't feel bad about that. You know, I don't even know who I got because it had both Lori and Mac's name on it. So one of them got me, but both of them didn't pick my name, obviously. But I was happy. I don't get pleasure out of opening the gifts. I get pleasure out of watching other people open gifts.
Yeah.
And the thing that I lost was I didn't get to see Mac. I got open his presents that I got him, you know?
Mac, yeah. Bergson?
Mac, our brother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, we have two Macs.
It's like, you got Mac Bergson presents?
And my dad loves the filet of fish at McDonald's. So it all comes full circle.
And to see the girls in Holden, I didn't get to see them open their presents for me, you know?
Who did better giving gifts this year, you or Katie?
Joe. Man, we both did real. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Katie got a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah, I got Katie a bunch of gifts. I really killed it. I got her a Kate Spade watch. I got her this big fluffy robe or whatever. I got her, I can't even remember all the stuff, cashmere. I got her cashmere. I got a bunch of stuff.
You know what to do.
Yeah, candles. Yeah, no, I really, really killed it. I also got her something that she hasn't, I don't know if she's listening now. I'll just tell you. It's a blanket with Oscar on it. A photo of Oscar.
Strong.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that didn't make it here.
And you guys saw what I got for my girlfriend's daughter, which she got me for Christmas.
What's that?
A mug that says Daddy?
No, 10 Mountain Dew live wire.
Oh, that's right. That's a home run right there.
Somebody knows their audience. But then, after that, and that was fun, and we had good food or whatever. But then we went to Katie's parents' house. And
did
that's
Frank
another thing.
Give you a thousand things?
No, Frank doesn't even know what I got. And that's the other thing, I felt bad because you don't bring a 78-year-old man to somebody else's house during a pandemic. You know what I mean? So I had to leave my dad at home, and I don't know if he could wrap his head around the idea that if I come walking in with
was it something I said?
An old maskless man. So I felt bad about that. And of course then,
good title for the episode.
But we came home and we sat with him, watched Family Feud or whatever. We did that for like 3 hours. And then I felt bad because he went to dinner at the neighbor's house. And then we went back to her brother-in-law's house, and we didn't spend Christmas with my dad. But anyway, whatever. But so we go over there, and Katie's mom, we've talked about
this
before. Mac's
going to kill you for that one.
Yeah. Well, again, we came home to make sure that we could hang out with him for that period of time. By the way, they moved dinner back. So it was an extra half hour.
Right.
And then eventually he left us.
Can we...
Well, hold on. Let me talk about... All right. Good. I was going to talk about my mother-in-law. Now, you know, last year my mother-in-law gave us a trip to Disney. Are you aware of that?
That's right. That obviously you couldn't do.
It's coming up this year.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had to space it out or we couldn't do it. So, but that's the...
But it's still on track to happen.
Well, right. That's the level of gift.
It's Florida, right?
That's right.
Because the Florida Disney's been open. The L.A. Disney will be open in 2027.
I will go right down there and not worry. But anyway, but she did the same thing this year. Not Disney, but that caliber of gift. Like her grandson.
She's a trip on SpaceX to Mars.
One is two. The other one's, mm-hmm. Four or whatever, or five. And they got laptops and tablets. And, you know, so they get everything that you could possibly get.
Yeah, killing it.
Well, they're opening so many gifts that they started getting tired of opening gifts. And so they say, all right.
Boring.
Enough.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I swear to God, I don't know if Katie's listening. I might have her come in and can corroborate this. There are another 50 presents in another room. They're just like, okay, we can't open those today. 50. It probably might be more than that.
It seems excessive, Joe.
Oh, my God. Just bags and bags and bags of presents, right? And I felt bad because her mother was like, well, because, you know, they've had some losses and so mm-hmm. forth. And her mother's husband, it would be her stepfather, he's close to passing. And she's getting upset because she says, well, there's just less people to buy gifts for. So people get more.
Wow.
And I'm like,
she's addicted to buying gifts.
Well, eventually, if enough people die, then, you know,
you're going to crush a car,
right? Who knows what I'll get?
A new car!
No, but that's the way she expresses love, and that's fine. But, man, it's a lot. I'm talking about, I mean, there's...
Maybe I'll go over there next year.
There's a few hundred gifts in there.
Can I get on that list?
You gotta marry into the family.
Damn it.
I don't know how you do it at this point. You might have... I mean, you can always off me,
Katie has some hot cousins.
She does, but normally they're at the Christmas, but this year, you know, they're not. So
it's dangerous for someone 26 and healthy, right? COVID. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe show. Be right back.
It's been a rough year for all of us, so let's get together and celebrate 2020 finally coming to a f***ing end. Join us for a night of drinks, comedy, and roasting of 2020. This New Year's Eve Comedy Bash stars 98 Rocks, Wendy Townsend, and Rob Mayer, as well as Magoobie's favorites, Tommy Cimbazzo, the legend Sonny Fuller, and your boy, Eric Woodworth. But don't do it just for me. Do it for my sweet children.
Please come to our daddy's show, or else we can't have Christmas! He needs money!
Or else I'll f*** you until you die.
Ba, ba, ba!
Sounded a bit extreme. Happy New Year and good riddance, 2020.
One night only, New Year's Eve at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe show.
I got to Wanda, well, the thing she loved the most, the Grogu Baby Yoda charm, the Pandora charm for her Pandora bracelet.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, that is good.
So, winner right there.
Max said in chat, that's like my boys, their first couple of Christmases, since they are the only grandkids for both parents. So they get inundated. Well, that's what I always think about.
Because Scott Bergson's too busy going out there playing the field.
He's not going to have any kids or that he knows about. Anyway, right. But I always think about that. Like, these kids, they go to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they get 100 gifts. What happens when they go to their other grandparents and they get like 2 gifts? What are they like? What the hell's going on here?
They know who their favorite is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it's like you buy their affection. It's working.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, that's a fine Christmas, but this other Christmas.
Well, New Year's Eve, I have a show at Magoobie's with Eric and Tommy and Wendy Townsend, the last show of the year, 8 p.m. show. Classic 8 to 10 New Year's Eve show. Hey, we've got like 40 tickets sold. It'll be good enough. Well, it's 25.
Are you gonna
bucks.
Be like 10? 9?
Yes, I'm gonna make fun of the whole thing.
2. Yes. 1. 2 more hours, guys.
Right.
We'll see you later.
Literally, that will happen. That 100%. Except I won't go to 10. It'll be shorter than that because we'll run out of things to talk about.
Oh, I did have some.
But it'll be a good show. Come out to Magoobie's.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Thursday night. I guess
I'll be at the beach. I won't be able to.
Yeah, the condo that you've redone and
yeah.
Makeover.
We're making it over. We're trying to figure out things that make everybody happy. My dad seems to be uncomfortable with a lot of the things that we're doing.
Right.
He acts like he's like, do whatever you want. But then, you know, when you want a new couch or something like that, he's not too keen on that.
Would you let our Rob and Joe show listeners suggest an item to be in the condo?
So I will, but I will tell you that...
I mean, within reason.
I will tell you that, really, I'm not involved at all.
Okay, but you could slip something in there.
We've had a recent conversation. Robbie wants
to
be more involved, and that's fine, but I'm not even involved in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just not involved in it. Because, you know, I don't have an eye for decor. You know what I mean?
I believe you.
If I was, remember when I had my own place, my own apartment?
Yeah.
What was on the walls?
Nothing.
There wasn't anything. What am I going to do? Put up a picture of Camden Yards or whatever? Right. There's no reason that I should be involved.
You're going to put up pictures of Lamar Jackson and Oscar.
Yeah. And these guys, the guys who are doing it, they're watching HGTV every day.
Oh, no. I trust.
And they're willing to put money into it.
Yes.
You know, so
they're right to not involve you.
I'm not. No, they show me after.
Well,
it's
we can
done.
Have a little knickknack, a little ode to the Rob and Joe Show listeners. Doesn't have to be a painting. It could be
a painting of Mac Bergson.
A painting of Mac Bergson. Look, we'll take the Bergson family Christmas card.
Hey, Robbie
could
do that.
We'll paint a mural out of that.
Robbie could literally take the Bergson family Christmas card and create a work of art from it.
Okay, I feel like that'll be rejected.
Robbie, could that go? Would you be willing to have that hanging up on the wall where the fisherman is?
I would not mind a portrait of the Bergson family, but is that a Christmas-themed picture? I'm trying to – let me see if I can find
it. No, it's not. It's not a Christmas-themed picture.
Okay, then yes. If I mean, because, you know, if everybody's wearing
Aren't
Christmas
they near
sweaters,
the water?
Yeah. They're like, oh, this must be
– Ocean City.
Perfect. I'll do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that'll get vetoed, but
– Is Mac and his family allowed to –
like that.
Are they allowed to stay there?
Who's that?
Mac and his family?
Anybody's allowed to if the people who have that time are willing to give that time to somebody. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So if you came to me and said, hey, I need the place, I'd look on the calendar, see if there's any of the major parties have it, Robbie, my sisters, or me. And then if they don't, I'm like, yeah, of course
so,
you can.
So Mac's going to say to his wife, I know we live in Florida, but if you want to go to the beach, I've got to hook up at Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes. And she's like, all right, let's do it.
It's the 80th worst beach. There's 80 beaches better that we could drive to on the way, but we're going to go all the way there.
So I love Ocean City.
Okay, but it doesn't compare to everything in Florida and North Carolina.
Nah, it's
I mean,
better.
You wouldn't drive to Ocean City. Okay.
It is funny because my Mac, who Robbie just mentioned, is a big surfer.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, okay, well, even if you're a surfer.
Mac Serpson.
Aren't the waves like. 2 feet tall? Like, what are you? Who cares?
You're not that big of a surfer.
Yeah, right. I mean, what's the. Oh, you were able to stay up? It's not like you're in the tube or anything.
I'm a big gardener. I have one plant in my house. All right. What else do we got to talk about here on this list? Oh, yeah. What's this? A spider? What happened
to
you?
Yeah. All right. Well, you kind of buried the. I mean, you
well,
kind of.
Well, no.
What's
I
the word?
Purposely right. didn't say the best part of the story.
All right.
Spider
so,
is a broad term, Joe.
So Katie and I went over to our friend Erica's house,
her
apartment, last week, and we were playing a game called Ganja Land. Have you ever heard of Ganja Land?
Is that Candyland?
It's exactly like Candyland, except for it's weed-themed.
Gotcha.
For those of you who indulge in those things, I would never.
Or if you just like weed trivia.
For those of you who do. Anyway, so we're playing that game, and of course, during this game, you get kind of...
Yeah.
You know, you
into
get
into it.
You get way up there, okay?
Yeah.
Because you know, part of it is partaking, right?
Of course,
so you're playing, and I'm not in my best frame of mind.
I believe you.
This is the first time I'm gonna admit something.
Uh oh.
So I actually didn't do what the card said.
Okay? So is it like a truth or dare situation?
Kind of, but who would know that this is? You'll hear what happens. So you look at the card, and it says, The person is if there's a pet in the house, pet it twice.
Doesn't
I never
hard.
Revealed that it said pet it twice.
Okay.
Okay. It said pet it twice. And if you do move ahead five spaces and if there's no pet, move back to whatever it was.
Sure.
Right? Well, there's no cat. There's no dog. There's
no, the two things you're hoping.
There's no.
The easiest things to pet.
There's no ferret. There's no guinea pig. There's no hamster. There's a fucking tarantula. Okay.
Of all the things that she could have had,
yes,
is that worse than a snake?
Because
she couldn't have had a tiger in her house or apartment. But of the things you could have had an apartment, some sort of a lizard.
I feel like I could. I don't know, man. A tarantula's smaller. At least if you're petting a snake, maybe you could get like
you could
on
pet
the
end of it, the tail.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this thing.
So that's the worst possible option.
I can't, Robbie. Can you think of a worse thing to pet?
I don't know, like one of those alligators?
No, that she would have in her apartment. That
no,
it would...
you can have, people have alligators as pets.
Yeah.
They do.
I mean, I haven't seen one, but I'm sure they exist.
Here's my pet alligator.
No, worse would be a scorpion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, again, these things aren't really, I've seen tarantulas.
Why does she have a tarantula?
Because she had a friend who died.
Oh, that doesn't
and
help.
And he had a tarantula.
Okay.
And
so now it's a morning tarantula.
Yeah, she was bequeathed it or whatever. By the way, this guy died like 8 years ago. Okay?
COVID?
This thing, its name's Ruby. Okay. Uh-huh. So, of course, the old
How quickly does it dawn on you that you have to pet this tarantula when you read that?
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, any other time, there's no fucking way I'm petting
so
this.
So everyone is just laughing at you right now.
No, people are terrified. Okay? You know how many times Eric has pet this thing?
Zero,
right. So I literally am like, okay. And everybody's got around, and I'm putting my hand slowly into this thing, right? And I pet the, and it jumps. Okay, now
because it hasn't been touched in 8 years.
Ever, right?
Yeah, since its owner died.
As soon as I pet the back of it and it jumps, I'm thinking, this thing could have easily just turned around and just put its fangs
and
in me.
Killed you like he killed his owner.
Now, meanwhile, what they don't know is I'm supposed to pet this thing fucking twice. And I say, enough, but they are like, yeah, like I'm a hero. And yes. I went back, but really, I didn't even do what I was supposed to do.
I think that's allowed.
But when I did it, it didn't dawn on me till the next day. I'm like, what the fuck? Why the fuck did I do that? Who gives a fuck about Ganja Land? I don't need to win this. You know what happened when you won?
Nothing.
You got to wear this crown. Yeah. You got to wear this.
Oh, that was worth it.
This I didn't win. It didn't make me
so
the winner.
So you bet a tarantula and still lost.
I should have automatically won.
That's like getting a concussion on the running back, or and you don't even score a touchdown on the play.
Yeah.
You don't even get the first down.
Yeah, it's bad. And I'm thinking, God, man, this thing could have easily just flipped around and bit me. I wouldn't have, you know, by the way, my reflexes, I wasn't at my height.
No.
It's not the best I'm ever going to do.
You.
And I pet Ruby. You know, Ruby molts.
I don't know what that means.
I think that's the correct word. You can probably look it up, but it sheds its exoskeleton.
Oh, fun.
And this is what I didn't know. When it sheds it, I thought it would look like, you know, like almost like, what do you call it? Like wax paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally an exact replica of the tarantula colors and all. It's a black and red and yellow tarantula.
Sweet.
And it molts, and then Eric has got to yank that thing out of there, and it was sitting in a drawer.
Can we put the tarantula in the condo in Ocean City? Nice addition?
No. I mean, that's her pet. By the way, it requires maintenance. You got to feed it crickets and stuff.
Ah, it's fuck that.
Yeah, it's weird.
What do crickets cost?
I don't know. Erica could tell you, but she did tell me one time she drove home, she spilled the crickets. She spilled them.
Of course she did.
Yeah, yes, of course. And there's crickets everywhere.
We have to formally thank J.L. Covan. We challenged him about if he shit on Andrew Cuomo, the worst politician of all time. And then he immediately, I guess he did like hours of research, just, you know, because he tagged us on our Twitter at Robin Joe Show, all these different tweets over the past few months or so where he has taken shots at Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. So, but you know how we always make fun of Robbie being married a lot, even though it's only twice?
Right.
But I still want to make the running joke that JL loves Andrew Cuomo. So,
all right, sure.
Despite the fact that he has proven otherwise. Should we start giving JL tests every week to prove? Because it's going to be tough to, it's going to be tough after all the Trump bashing when to remain non-Biden bashing.
Yeah.
Through these next 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's going to be completely incompetent. What's the word? Endorsement of the last guy?
Right.
But Biden is clearly going to suck. Well, if he's in office long enough.
Yeah, but the question is, will, like, what's the racist conversion chart? Like if Trump gave a $100 bill to a black person, that's more racist into the jails of the world than Biden taking $100 from a black
person.
Yeah,
that's true.
So what's the rate? What do we have to get?
Because
you
have
to do something 10 times as racist as Trump to get the same amount of racist venom from JL.
You're never going to hear him call him a racist no matter what he does. That won't happen.
What if he demands that we keep the schools closed for 1,000 days despite the overwhelming science that says they should be open and despite it hurting poor kids in black and brown the most?
That won't mean anything.
It won't mean anything.
No, even small businesses.
JL hates children. I think we all agree on that.
But that's not a JL thing.
There's nothing wrong with that, JL.
Everybody seems to be okay with school. Hey, my sister, who's a teacher, she's furious that she has to go back to work.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's the weirdest thing of all 2020, how we suddenly just don't give a shit about kids.
Gramps in chat says, how crazy do you have to be to pet a tarantula? And then Max says, agreed, Gramps, shows poor judgment. And then Gramps said, not what I taught him. That's correct. He did not teach me to. No, he taught me to be brave.
Really? Okay. Is that brave?
Yes, it is brave. I swear to God, as soon as I did, I go, that's the fucking bravest thing I've done in 30 years.
All right.
I mean, I'm not a thrill seeker anymore. You know what
no.
I mean? But the idea of petting that tarantula, that took some balls. It's probably the only impressive thing I've done in the last 30 years.
I'm trying to think of the last brave thing I've done.
Yeah. That's been a long time. Yes. Right? Yeah. I'm not a brave person.
What did I write down? Iced. What does that mean?
So do you know what it means to ice someone?
I don't think so.
Here's what it is. You take a Smirnoff ice.
Okay.
Which basically
lame.
Tastes like, what does it taste like? I mean, a Zima, basically?
It's like a lemonade carbonated.
Yeah, it's like an alcoholic. It's
malt beverage.
Yeah, it's a malt. So it's like a Zima. It's basically exactly like a
Delicious.
Zima.
Delicious.
So my sister, she said, she goes, I didn't want you to see it because I walked out. She was showing the Smirnoff ice. I was like, all right, I won't say anybody, but I'll, and she goes, video it. So I'm like, all right, so I have to video me icing the family. Now.
Okay. This is here, on TikTok?
Here's who's in the family. Me.
Mm-hmm.
Who now I'm aware of it.
Okay.
Katie, who's the only other person that even knows what to ice someone means.
Right.
My son Joey. My son James, who's not old enough to drink. Uh-huh. My dad, who's never going to fucking realize what an icing is. And Robbie, who also doesn't know. So now I have to take everybody out. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? What are we doing? You know, because I'm like, you have to come out. And I'm like, I want to do it because Robin wants it to be videoed.
Okay.
But it's a fucking train wreck because, you know, why would we do that? Why don't we go out there now? What's out there? What's getting rained on? You know, so I'm dealing with all this stuff. But I'm like, I got to do this. My sister wants it, but it's going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we get out there. Everybody grabs their iced. James, the youngest one, and Robbie are the done. Right down, right? They pound them. Then next is Katie and Joey, or maybe Joey and my, Katie's next.
Yeah.
Then Joey and my dad are basically struggling through it. Now, I have the camera. I'm the one responsible for videoing this. And afterwards, they go, aren't you going to drink? Don't you have to drink yours? I go, sure. I take one sip of that thing, and I go right, and I pour it in the fucking sink. I'm not drinking that thing.
Okay, so that was why I wanted you to mention it, because I, too, got rid of mine. I poured out about half of it in the yard before I came into the
house. Oh,
nice
work.
No,
man, that worked because Katie's like, oh, man, Robbie downed that.
Good job,
meanwhile,
Robbie.
He didn't, so it was probably more than half.
No, it was about half. And I told Gramps afterwards, because we were the last two to come up from the basement, and he goes, oh, I wish I'd thought of that.
So he got oiced.
All right. Robbie, any New Year's Eve plans for you? Are you going to Ocean City too? Or?
No, I'm not going to be going to the beach until later on in the spring. But no, I actually haven't made any specific plans yet. But I know I'm going to be spending with my girlfriend.
It's hard to make plans.
Yeah.
Nothing is open.
Yeah.
So that's the reason that we're doing that is because you still want to celebrate, but what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, I have this show at Magoobies. There's a guy, Mark. I feel bad because I finally have figured out his name. When I go to Wits End.
Oh, I know Mark.
He's always there.
He's dating. Isn't that Mark the guy that's dating?
Not the guy that works there, Mark.
Okay. Oh, no, gotcha. No, no. Another guy.
There's a guy that is just a regular at the bar. And he always talks to me, and he always... He clearly listens to 98 Rock. He might listen to Robin Joe as well. But he knows the references, and he's friendly, and it's his girlfriend or wife. I've met her, too. I always forget his name, and then he Facebook friended me, and then I realized, okay, that's the guy. So they live like a mile from Wits End, and he invited all of us, well, whoever's going to be on the show, to their house for a party.
Oh, that's
New
cool.
Year's Eve party.
Are you going to go?
I don't know. I'll see what Tawanda wants to do, because it's sort of this weird... You know, if I can't start drinking and then drive somewhere, drive home. Do I want to get an Uber? It's a half-hour drive. I'm not going to get a hotel room to do what? So I probably just end up going home and just drinking when we get home at 11 o'clock.
How many people that you know would be mortified at the idea of you going to somebody's house that you don't really know in the middle of a global pandemic on New Year's Eve? How many people would have an issue with that?
A
lot.
No, less than you think. Just the ones that would be really loud about it. Look, I went to the mall on like Tuesday afternoon, fucking packed, okay?
Yes.
The airlines, the biggest business they've been since March. I drive to my Tawana's sister's place, the same amount of traffic as it is every year.
Yeah.
The drive home, the same amount of traffic. Everybody is exactly the same, except we're wearing masks and you can't have as many people in a restaurant or a
friggin' storing them all at the same time.
Yeah.
So I feel like most people, look, that's why it drives me crazy. Like, in some places, they're not vaccinating the old people first. And I'm like, no, the only reason you should be concerned about COVID if you're under 60 and healthy is so you don't get it and give it to an old person. They will die. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So if we just vaccinate all the old people,
yeah, we can get
then every person that hasn't lost their mind will just go out and live their life without the concern.
Yeah.
And the people that are afraid of it, well, that's you can. That's fine. And you'll
stay
just in. Just like if you're afraid of driving in the rain or at night or going flying anywhere,
which I am.
Right. Then you'll just stay. Then you just won't go out and do that. Or you're afraid of big crowds and you won't go to bars. You're afraid of whatever. That's fine. But the world will actually move on and we can have a life.
Yeah, that will be good. I'm going to get the vaccine as soon as it's available to me.
I mean, I don't even know how that works. I mean, is it
you go to CVS?
Like, is that like I would imagine like. We're like not frontline essential workers, and we're not old. So I think we're on the later half of this. I would think.
God, I hope so.
Yes.
So Mac just says in chat, I don't know if I could listen to the Joe and Gramps show. No offense, Gramps. Is there a suggestion about the Joe and Gramps show?
What happened to me?
Yeah, did Rob? I like to.
Did I die of COVID at this New Year's Eve party?
I think they were suggesting that if you die from petting a tarantula, that it's going to be the Rob and Gramps show.
Oh, I gotcha.
Gotcha.
And then Mac is no longer a fan. Also, I guess he's a big fan of Rob. Is that it? It's Joe that he can't.
Hey, did you ask this Mark guy how many people are going to be at the party, Rob?
Yeah, good point. What if you get there and there's 11?
You know, and I can read the thing. He 107. No, that's the address. It's a PJ themed New Year's Eve. Not his idea. He says he didn't say how many
PJ. But if you have a theme, you got to imagine there are going to be people there.
I mean,
are you going to wear a mask in there?
First of all, I'm probably Tawana's not going to want to go.
No,
so we're not going to go.
Okay? She's not going to go.
But if a single Rob, this sounds like something I would definitely.
Oh, of course
do.
You'd go.
Yes,
yeah.
With no plan on how to get home.
Do you have pajamas?
I do have some pajama bottoms, and obviously I wear a T-shirt. But
yeah,
I'd probably wear sweatpants or something. A T-shirt.
My wife's mother bought me joggers. Are you familiar with joggers?
I don't know. Maybe
they're sweatpants, but they have like narrow legs.
Yeah. I have some. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know if I can pull that off.
You can't.
Well, really, because I wore it. Actually, I wore it out.
Out? See?
Yeah. So
where?
Oh, God, this
I
is
need
great.
A picture of this.
Hold on. Let's take a break. We'll come back and hear about Joe the jogger at the nightclub. Rob and Joe should be right back. Hey, guys. Patreon. We do a show every month. It's behind the scenes. It's things you wouldn't necessarily hear about. It's, I think, the best Patreon in the world, having never listened to anyone else's, but that's what I think.
Well, I think about other Patreon episodes that other really popular podcasts do, and it's just an extra episode.
Exactly.
There's no distinction between what they normally do and this. It's just like you can't get this content unless you pay. But ours, if you pay, you literally get information that is not available. It's specific to the people on the show, the things that we do, the different professions that we have.
Some gigs or jobs that we have that we might not want to say what happened.
Famous people.
Yes.
And we disclose a lot of things, and we talked about this before, but there's a level of trust that we... One time, somebody broke that trust. I'm going to tell you exactly what it was.
And we murdered that person.
Mike Anderson, who was a former producer of the Justin Scott and Spiegel show, had resigned and was moving to Florida to...
Joe, this is supposed to be an ad for...
I know,
Patreon.
I'm getting there.
Now you're telling a story. Robbie's hating me.
To produce another show. And I told that on the bonus show.
Right.
But I asked him if I could, and he said yes. Then somebody went up to Justin and he goes, hey, I heard Mike Anderson. And he goes, where'd you hear that? And he goes, the Robin Show bonus show. That's the only time somebody ever fucked us.
But it probably helped us get more listeners. So
it did.
It almost worked out for us. But hey, it's $5 a month. You can give more. We greatly appreciate it. It's the best deal going. Check it out. Robin Joe Show Patreon.
The Robin Joe Show.
So what happens is, remember I mentioned that I wasn't going to watch the Ravens game on a 32-inch
sure.
television. Right. So we go to a bar, West End Grill in Annapolis.
Nice.
Shout out. And I think, I'm not kidding, I think it's a Brown's bar.
Okay.
Okay? So imagine this. We're in the very, we're the furthest you can be from the door. We're in, mm-hmm. we're in the very back. And sitting two tables away, because that's the rules, mm-hmm. are two Browns fans.
Okay.
Sitting in the middle, in a table in the middle, we're in a booth.
It was a rough watch for them yesterday.
Are four Browns fans.
Yeah.
Sitting over in the other corner are two Browns. It's a Browns bar. Okay? One guy has his hair dyed fucking orange.
Okay.
Okay?
Are now, you dressed in Ravens gear?
I'm wearing my, so for those of you who aren't in this area, it's not going to make a whole lot of sense, but Lamar Jackson has his own clothing line. It's called Era 8 Apparel. So it's not Ravens gear, but I had the Wild Dog sweatshirt
but
on.
But it's not clearly obvious.
It does. It's not obvious. I'm wearing a golden retriever hat, the same one I have on right now. I'm wearing
That's what that is, a golden. Yeah, oh, I didn't even notice.
I'm wearing joggers. And I'm wearing my new tennis shoes.
Describe these joggers.
That I have on right now. Do you see them?
Oh, yeah.
So they're gray.
Yeah.
And the legs are tapered all the way down to where it's the equivalent at the bottom by your foot is the like if you were to wear a sweatshirt that would go around your wrist.
Yeah, these things look good for people that are in shape.
Yeah, not my shape, right? So that's what I'm wearing. Katie said they looked fine. She probably was lying, right? So that's what I'm out wearing.
Are they like, is your package showing? Is there like an imprint?
No, it does make you, it's not that the upper top, it's the upper part that goes around your genitals is looser.
Okay,
then
good.
The legs start, they start getting more form-fitting until they get down at the bottom. But the takeaway is this. So the Ravens need to win, which they did.
Yeah.
And they need either the Browns or the Colts to lose. Now, it ends up both of those end up happening, right? But the Browns are losing to the New York Jets. And the New York Jets have one win going into that game, and they just won it the week before.
They are playing their best they've had all year. Well, give them that.
They just beat two likely playoff teams back to back.
And they had the Raiders beat, who was not a playoff team, but they should have won. It was a hail last second play.
But the point is that what does this say about me? And I got a little Robbie in me, and Robbie's going to know because, you know, Robbie likes to troll.
Oh, yeah.
And I do, too, but not to the degree that Robbie does. But when I was in there and the Browns were losing to the Jets and I was watching this guy who decided to dye his hair orange.
He's feeling it.
And he's...
How old is this guy?
I'd say he was probably 25.
Okay.
And he has orange hair, and there's two guys there. I'm sorry, there's three guys there, and there's a lady there, and this lady's got to be the biggest Browns fan of all, and she is a fucking pissed. Now, I don't go over the top cheering, but I'm watching the Jets just trick playing them. Yes. They're fumbling.
They got the lead, and they never looked back.
Not really, and I liked watching the meltdown of these people. Now, you know, the Browns, they could actually miss the playoffs.
Yeah, and they thought they probably went into that day thinking they could win the division.
They could win the division because the Steelers were playing like shit.
Yeah.
And now they don't even know if they're going to be playing in January.
Oh, that would be a sick blow.
God, it would be so great. But anyway, I got to watch this guy. And that's one of the things when you see somebody who gets themselves all, you know, dolled up, so to speak.
Was he obnoxious or just there?
That's
just
the thing. He wasn't.
Yeah,
the only
just,
thing that was obnoxious was his hair.
Right.
Everything else was...
But that's on him.
...noxious.
Yes.
Yeah.
So will you continue to wear these things out and about, the joggers?
So, it's weird you say that because Katie's usually...
Sound comfortable.
They're very comfortable.
Yeah.
Katie's usually the person that says, take that off. Okay? Now, the thing she stopped allowing me to wear was I used to wear that track jacket, the Adidas track jacket, with just a white shirt underneath, which I loved. I wore it all the time.
Yeah, it was sexy.
She said, enough, that has to stop. So then these buttons right here, what are they called? These on an Oxford, they're on your collar. You know what I'm talking about, Robbie? The little buttons that...
Yeah, I know.
She won't let me button those anymore.
Yes.
So she says, stop.
She gave me a lecture about that, too.
Stop buttoning those. So I stopped doing that.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Frank goes, what the hell don't you have your buttons buttoned for? And I go, your daughter told me nobody does that anymore.
That's true.
Rude.
Yeah. And so I felt good because he was getting ready to take a shot at me.
Yeah, and it ended up it's his daughter's doing.
It boomeranged on him, right. So there's that. And then today, so see how I have my sleeves rolled up?
Yeah, I like that move.
Okay, I
do that
always
roll
my sleeves up. I always roll them up.
Uh-oh.
Today, she goes, what are you rolling your sleeves up for? I said, I don't know. You've known me for a decade. I've always rolled them up.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, you don't do that anymore. Roll them. Keep them down.
Really? You don't do that anymore?
Yeah, so now this is how my sleeves are. Now, I don't know what happened unconsciously. I guess I rolled them up at some point in time over the course of the day.
I always roll my sleeves up.
Well, maybe you don't know, but you're not
I
supposed
don't
to.
Know.
Now you keep them down, and now that's a new look for me. No button collar.
I don't believe
joggers.
I don't believe that that's the look.
You know what's weird? Because there's a guy that works for me, Hector, and he's a pretty snazzy dresser, and he has his sleeves all the way down all the time.
Okay, but if I always just go to the website, and what if the model's wearing it one way, I assume that's the way the people wear it.
So you're saying models never have their...
I'm not saying they never
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah. I feel like...
But I'm asking because...
Because I feel like beads are in for men, like bracelets.
Are you going to wear those?
I do now, yeah.
You
I
do?
Mean, just little $15 cheap ones.
You
yeah.
do? $15 sounds expensive.
For, really?
Just
for
shit
a bracelet?
Yes. Yeah, well, I've never worn a
really?
Bracelet.
Really? Was there? How? What do you think jewelry costs?
Well, I mean, men...
$15 is expensive.
Well, guess what? The only thing that you probably have ever had on your wrist other than that was a Livestrong band. Those things probably cost...
Yeah.
Hey, here's Katie. Hey, Katie, real quick. Let me get her fired up here.
Yeah.
Just jump on that mic. You can hear us talk. So let me see if I can hear you.
Hello.
Can you? Okay. So Rob is, we're talking about me having these sleeves down.
You're saying that that's the way to do
this
it.
This is the way it goes now, right?
No, I said in the wintertime, you want to keep them down, obviously, because it's like when you wear jeans with flip-flops in the winter, like those dads who...
I don't wear it in the winter, but in the summer, is it okay to do that?
In the summer, if you want to roll them up, it's fine.
But you're saying in the winter, I should not have them rolled up.
I think they should be down in the winter.
Okay.
I think if you're rolling them up in the winter, it's like... It's warm weather. It's a warm weather look.
No,
I'm really asking for me on stage.
I think...
Because then it's not about the temperature. It's about the
look.
Yeah,
but it doesn't... Remember one time we went and saw a comic and he wore jeans and flip-flops and we commented on it multiple
times.
Well,
no, that I agree with. I'm talking about just rolling the sleeves.
I think this is like one step below that.
That's
so,
it? Just one step?
Yeah. Well, maybe two. Okay, maybe two. It's not like it's going to be distracting for somebody like me.
Right.
But I did
I can't laugh at his jokes.
I did think it was strange. Like, you roll your sleeves up and then you put a jacket on top of it. It's just bizarre. Like, you should...
I understand.
Where is it? Okay, if flip-flops and jeans on stage is number one, and then a couple rungs below is wearing your sleeves up in the winter, where's the track jacket with a t-shirt underneath?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Where? Oh, yeah, do you know that? First of all,
she
burnt
it.
I didn't burn it.
I will say this. First of all, a lot of people wear those jackets. It's the Adidas jackets with the three stripes.
Yeah, in
on.
Music, I know, I'm familiar. In music videos, they
well,
do.
Maybe I was going to make my
you
own
little
music
dicky.
Video. But the point is that I really like that jacket. It's gone.
You weren't wearing it ironically, because sometimes you can get away with it if you have a very bold style.
Yes.
Because you're consistently trying new looks and are people are commenting
on
your
me.
Outfits.
No, it you stood wear, out as a
You
as
wear
a weird,
wolf shirts.
Yeah.
So I just think you really shouldn't be deciding what.
Well, now that it's been gone for about three years, did you throw it out?
I swear to you, I don't know what happened to it.
You really don't?
I swear. I probably donated it. You know what I probably did is I...
Probably with my belt.
I clean out all the clothes every year. I'm like, okay, what doesn't he wear at all? And then I put it in a donate pile.
Well,
and
you know I
probably,
wear that.
But I probably looked at it and was like, I'll just say I did this by accident or something.
Mm-hmm. See, I told Joe that I started buying and wearing like
oh, yeah,
beads,
that's where I was going.
But these are expensive ones.
Beads.
Like bracelets.
So I want to ask about that.
But
okay,
I said
okay,
I have
okay.
some cheap ones. They're like $15. Hey. He thinks $15 was expensive.
For beads, yeah. Josh Spiegel's wearing
them
too.
Wait, do you know who wears them?
Who wears them?
Frank.
Oh, yeah,
Bush.
Frank.
I like. See, Frank is
so,
Frank is cool to me.
Frank's wearing beads.
He wears bracelets.
Yes.
Yeah, he's actually very particularly into bracelets.
I am into them too.
So here's my only thing I'll say about bracelets is don't be like Johnny Depp and wear 20.
Oh, I agree with that.
But
I
think if it's to complement an outfit you're wearing, or you're even if it's just like a loungy type of vibe.
So
I think
you're for it. You're pro beads.
I'm pro beads.
Should I get beads?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Sleeves down.
Well, what about? What if it's not a bead? What about?
You're not a bead guy.
Can I go that fancy if it's a fancy thing?
Absolutely not. Cannot wear gold beads.
It's rose gold. I wear silver?
No, they're like anal
beads. Who doesn't like that?
No, you should wear black. Like the black silicone
minor
or
black.
Wood beads or something like that.
No, on me. I can't wear
I have black or blue.
If you're going to start wearing beads, we're going to need to talk about your full wardrobe.
What would
Is that okay?
That looks great. I like that.
Yes.
Okay, but Rob's not. He's
hey,
wearing,
do you want to wear
I,
friendship
some
beads?
I would wear.
Do you want friendship beads?
You mean Rob and I would
yes.
wear
yes. I think yes, I do. We want that. Yes.
I think that would actually, yes. I would be fine with that. I think that would be kind of cute.
But I dress casual when I come here. I'm actually only wearing a watch because it's a new
you could
watch.
Wear beads with what you're wearing.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
This is new, too.
Can I wear
but
beads
this is
with
casual.
What I'm
you
wearing?
Know what's kind of cute? Can I tell you what you, I think is kind of cute as a girl?
Please.
When a guy's at the gym and he's got like a bracelet on.
A bracelet?
At the gym.
Yeah.
Maybe it's cute that he's at the gym. Maybe it's
so.
Cute that he's wearing a bracelet at the gym.
That's Katie telling me to get to
right?
the gym.
No, it's
hard
not.
To get to a gym. The
I don't wear a bracelet. I hit 2 miles today on the treadmill. New record, thank you.
The only thing I have to work out on is the glider over here, the gazelle.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sharon Bailey showing that she had one in her room as well on Rob and Joe Facebook.
Ask her if she wants two.
She was wearing a mask in it when she was showing us, which I thought was funny.
Hey, Robbie, should we put that up at the beach?
Oh, yeah, Robbie. What do you think?
Oh, did you want to?
Should we put the glider up there?
Robbie, do you want to tell Katie what you're going to put up at the beach?
Yeah, tell me.
We're going to have a portrait of the Berkson family.
It's a portrait of the Berkson
family. Oh, that. What portrait? And when you say portrait, you mean like a photo frame. That's totally fine. It's not going above like a bed or anything, right?
No, you know
well,
where that.
Absolutely, of course. It's going above every bed.
You know where that picture of that fisherman is?
Yeah.
It's going to go there.
No.
It's the same size.
No, go I know. Right Robbie wouldn't be cool with that either.
Right
but
next to Tish's cross stitch of old salt.
Hey, I actually don't hate that idea.
It goes up over the
it's like, how about it just is like strategically placed in the center? It just, people are going through each one, and then all of a sudden they come over
oh,
to
I
Matt
say,
Berkson's
yeah, Robbie,
family.
Put it where the cross stitches are. It's just one of the
make
cross
it a
stitches.
Perfectly sized cross stitch
yeah.
size.
See, it's like a Where's Waldo.
Yes.
Is there still that picture of the lighthouse on the opposite wall?
Yeah. The Fenwick Island one? It's
ugly
in the bathroom
picture?
Now.
No, the big porthole size one.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I mean, I don't...
Can I put it in that frame? Because I hate that picture. The Berkson family.
Yeah, yes. Put a picture
sure.
of the Berkson family.
You know what? Go for it.
All right, that's enough.
Good stuff. Hey, Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you in 2021. We don't have any words of wisdom, but... Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging with us this
hey,
crazy year.
Hey, real
done
quick.
Shows a different time.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, you have your New Year's resolution?
I wanted to hug a friend this year.
Really?
Oh,
I haven't been able to do that, Joe.
Yeah.
It's, I know there's a thing going around COVID. You can,
well,
I'll
hug
you.
Yeah, yeah. You can't.
I'll
well,
hug
yeah,
you right now.
You guys, yes. I want to be able to hug someone other than to Wanda, Gramps, Joe, or Katie.
Real quick, Robbie, when he left the Christmas, he said, love you guys.
Aw.
Love I love you too,
Robbie.
I love you too, Robbie.
Yeah, I never heard him say that unprovoked.
I do love Robbie. Robbie and I have been bonding over Golden Retriever TikToks, and
nice.
It
well,
just reminds me how much I love Robbie.
You're both TikTokers.
Yeah, no, Robbie too, does. Katie. He treats my dog good, so I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I've bonded with Oscar. I've been over there quite a few times, and he always comes to me.
Well, that's the thing. Gramps doesn't really pet Oscar. Do you know that?
Yeah.
He does, and I think he thinks he does.
He does.
But to pet him, you sit with him, and you massage him for, 20 minutes. That's
and
what
he loves it.
That's what petting a dog
is. It's not conducive
is.
To the recliner situation.
Yeah. I mean, Oscar is cute, but he's no Mac Berkson.
No, he would pet Mac Berkson for 20 minutes for sure. All right.
See you
later.
Good night, guys.
Soup time.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.